You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Westra had a 17-yard return on his first try. Fields this one cleanly. And again, he's got an alley. Westra at the 30. Two men to beat. Westra could be gone.
He's gone.
Midfield and rolling. And the rookie sixth-round draft pick will take it to the house. LaJonte Westra, 87 yards.
Yeah, there's a preseason highlight for you there. Punt return. I believe I heard 87 yards. LaJonte Westra, everyone. This is where I'm supposed to pretend I know what team he's on, because I don't even know. I didn't listen all the way to the clip. Who is that? Was that with the Baltimore Indy game?
Baltimore, yes.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, I did see. I'm being a little cute, but yeah, I actually saw a profile on him today about how he's showing well, and like maybe Baltimore's got lightning in a bottle in their return game. We shall see. Joining us now on the Westra Hotline is our buddy Sam Patiatovich, Sammy P from Bet Sweats. You hear that show 9 to noon on the Bet 1520 or on the Odyssey app. Sam, you're in here with Sal again, 2 weeks in a row, and I told him you were very excited about this development, so, you know. Let's have a day.
I'm a big Sal guy, but I probably won't be as fun as I won last week, as I was last week, because I'm at home and I'm in my office. I mean, last week I'm on the golf course. I'm having a good time. I'm back to being boring today.
You're drinking those tequila Josh Allen drinks. What were they? The transfusions, right? Is that what that was called?
The Josh Allen tequila transfusion, the tequila with the grape juice and splash of lime ginger ale. I'm drinking agua today. Very boring.
I went in on some pop today, and I don't know why. I never drink soda, but there were like some things are being moved around here at Radio City, and there must have been in a supply closet somewhere a bunch of 2 liters of pop. Like, it's just sitting there calling. I'm like, all right, I could use a little jolt.
What I want to know is, wait a minute. So I left Western New York after going to Syracuse. I went down to Florida. For some reason, I've never called it pop since. Now I call it soda, and I'm mad. I want to call it pop like I grew up, but you still do, obviously.
I have called it soda for years.
Oh,
I'm making an effort to call it pop.
Sammy, what about you? Do you call it pop ever?
Chicagoans are pop.
Yep,
yeah, I was
I thought
pop
so.
Until I got to Vegas, and then they call it soda. And then I moved to Boston, and it's all soda here. I say pop, and people look at me like I want drugs. I'm like, no, it's soda. Soda.
Right. What happened to me is one of my first bosses at the pizza place, when he would be like taking care of customers at the counter, like, anybody need anything to drink? Want a soda pop? He would say it like that. And then I started sort of mimicking him doing that in a way, sort of almost emulating him, also making fun of him at the same time for all my coworkers. And the soda part just sort of stuck. So you want a soda pop? And I don't know. So now pop. I'm saying pop today, and I don't know. I'm not sure how that happened. But I'm reverting to my original form, which is good. Anyway, all right. So what's shaking in the – did you have a bunch of parlays in on preseason football last night, Sam, or what?
We did talk about making one on our show, and it lost, as it does, of course, in the preseason. So it's funny you bring that up. There were – 3 sharp sides yesterday, the Colts, the Bengals, and the Raiders. in terms of like lines moving 6-7 points. They all lost. The teams, two of them lost outright. So the Colts were a 6.5 point favorite on the close, lost by 8, lost outright. The Bengals were a 7 point favorite, lost outright. And then the Raiders got bet from +1 to -4.5, and that game ended in a tie. So those wise guys in Vegas that moved these bad boys 5, 6, 7 points went 0-3. That's not going to happen every day, but I just laugh that, you know, you're really relying on a third string quarterback in the fourth quarter of a game against a bunch of bench guys, and it still might not be good enough to get you there. So I don't play a lot of preseason. I'm a part of some bets. Here's a perfect example for you. This guy, one of my partners, bet the Broncos +1. And that game is on, let's see, Saturday night. The Broncos are now a 7-point favorite. So it's moved 8 points. We could still lose, though. Like, what? That's the crazy part.
How in the world does a line for a preseason game move 8 points? Like, what is it? Is that based on who's playing and who's not and that sort of stuff? Is that all that is?
So the books don't do themselves any service. They basically open a line a week out, and then a day or two later, one team will say, we're going to play our starters for a half, and the other team will say, we're not going to play any starters, and then it just gets crushed. And then the chasers come in, so a guy that saw the line open 1 and moved to 3 goes, well, I might as well lay 3. It's going to keep going, and then it's just a domino rally. So there's a lot of funky stuff that happens in the preseason, but I'm guessing, and I don't know this because I'm not betting preseason, but the guys that know what they're doing, even though they went 0-3 last night, are clearly believing that Denver is going to have max effort, max motivation, and they're probably going to play their guys longer than San Francisco. And then you turn it on, and San Francisco's four-string quarterback has 3 touchdown passes. It is such a gamble, and that's why I don't do it or advise anybody to do it. And then here's the other part. You tell somebody to bet a preseason game and it loses, they hate your guts. You know, they can take a losing bet. Like, if I give them the Ravens on Monday Night Football and it loses, fine. If I give them the Panthers, though, week 2 of the preseason and it loses, people want my head.
Why do you suppose that is exactly? I'm not sure that really tracks.
Because people can lose money on the preseason on their own, I think, is sort of the mindset.
Oh, okay.
So when somebody like me says, hey, bet this preseason game, you know, like, I'm this sports betting person. Uh-huh. I should know everything, even though I'm going to hit like 55% on a good year. I think that's what it is. If I take you to water and make you pick out the duck and the duck is wrong, that's the issue.
Love it. Well, I'm relieved in a certain way. I mean, to hear you say, like, tread lightly, if at all, into preseason betting, because I don't think I've ever partaken at all, because it just seems like, you know, like I love some action, but that's not action I need.
What do we get in preseason props? Like, how often are those, like, do they try to steer away from them at the books, at the betting places? Because, you know, you can have guys who you know are going to play a lot more than other guys, or are they just on the table as much as anything else?
So I'll click on the game. Oh, this is the regular season. Excuse me. I have to hit the right tab on my sports book. So let's go to Bills Giants. I'm just going to click the game, and we have game props. We have team props. No player props, no individual player props, and that makes sense because the books have no idea what to do with a number. I mean, Sal, you probably know Trubisky's probably going to get a good amount, but you don't know exactly how much, and maybe the team doesn't either. So when the books start guessing, that's when it's probably time to shut the player props off. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see player props until week 1. I just think it's a losing proposition for everybody because everybody's just guessing.
So how about, while we're on the subject of the NFL, we were chatting here via text a little earlier this afternoon, and I know you and I went through the exercise, I think, a couple of weeks ago, picking the division winners, all 8 of them, putting that in a parlay. I did that again with Nate yesterday, and I put another one in that's a little bit different than the one you and I did, Sam, mostly because I had to get off of Dallas because, I don't know, the vibes are looking pretty scary with Dallas, so I needed to try to find some value elsewhere. But the order of finish in a division, you were telling me about Kansas City and Denver 1-2 in the AFC West, looks pretty tasty.
It does. And remember, I have Hampton, the running back from the Chargers, the rookie from Carolina. I bet him like 15-1 to win offensive rookie. I said, well, look at the line. Look at the coach and the coordinator. They're going to run behind these huge guys, Slater on the left end, Alt on the right. They brought in Becton from Philly. It's Harbaugh and Roman. They're going to run. That number got down to 7-1. Now, that wasn't all action. That also was because Najee Harris blew off fireworks in his face. That helped as well. But now Slater's out for the year with a patella tendon. Yeah. So they're going to move Alt, who they've been working in at right tackle. He's going to play left tackle, and then they're going to bring somebody off the street to play right tackle. Becton isn't practicing. McConkey's hurt already. And I'm thinking, ugh, I made such a good bet, but injuries are the great equalizer. So, I mean, look, the Chiefs have won this division, what, 9 or 10 years
nine,
in a row?
It's nine, yeah.
And we still try and, like, take them off the throne for some reason. I think it's so funny. Like, the Chiefs, they're going to fall apart this year. Why? Why are they going to fall apart? They have one of the best combos, coordinator on offense, coordinator on defense. They have an unbelievable player at quarterback. Assuming health, they're going to be fine. But every year, people want to take them out and knock them out. The Chargers were a very popular pick, but their offensive line is already in shambles, and it's not even September yet.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if you want to go Chiefs, Broncos, 1-2, the exacta, that's plus 350. And then Broncos, Chiefs is 5-1. If you play them both and it happens either way, you're going to be in a good spot at plus 350, 5-1. Is that a dumb idea?
I think I like it. What I'm wondering is what else to pair it up with. I mentioned to you maybe Bills, Patriots 1-2 in the AFC East, but I checked that. It's only like plus 200 because the Bills are such a big favorite. And frankly, the Patriots are a pretty big favorite to be like they're the second favorite in the division.
Wow.
So it's not, I don't know, that juice is not quite tempting enough for me, I don't think.
Well, that's what happens when you're such a good football team in a really bad division. You really, to make money in that market, the only way you're going to make money is if you put the Bills on line two, which I have no interest in doing, as we've talked about.
Right.
So, like, Patriots, Bills is 6-1. Dolphins, Bills is 12-1. And, Jets, Bills is 40-1. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Right. Well, back to the Chief thing, because the Bills thing is maybe a little bit like that, except what you don't have is the good teams behind them like you have and have had, at least with the Chargers and the Broncos, you know, shambles of an offensive line already, notwithstanding, those are two teams that did make the playoffs. They got hammered when they got there last year, but still, they did do it, so it's the NFL. You're always looking for, like, where's the surprise, right? What's the thing nobody sees coming? But I think you're trying maybe a little too hard if you're trying to knock the Chiefs off. I feel like the Chiefs are more likely, Sam, to have, I mean, they've got a tough schedule, and they were very fortunate last year with some of the wins that they ended up having. So I think they could be maybe a better overall team and still kind of cruise to the division, but not go, 15-2 or anything. But I feel like Mahomes and Reed, I'm feeling a big Mahomes year coming. It's been a couple of years. The story's been, you know, where'd the passing offense go in Kansas City? And I'm bracing for that to sort of get back to what we saw, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
You may want to consider some Mahomes MVP then if you're feeling that type of way. I mean, we haven't really seen him priced this high in a long time. Burrow and Allen are basically co-favorites, which I have no disagreement with. Well, as I say that, the Bengals could suck defensively. I don't know how much Bengals-Eagles you guys watched last night. The Bengals were playing their ones on defense, and the Eagles' backups were shredding them. So that's a problem. Their defense is a problem.
Yeah.
And you can't win the MVP if you're on a team that's 9-8. You just can't, not in the NFL. Mahomes is 7-1 for MVP. I know we're talking to a Bills crowd right now, but that's like an insurance bet at the blackjack table, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bad idea. $10 wins 70, 100 wins 700. He's obviously an unbelievable player, and I'm glad you brought up Mahomes. So there was a story on Yahoo. My friend Ben Fox wrote this. He talked to a couple bookmakers, and they actually ranked the quarterbacks by their value to the point spread.
Mm.
Guess who number one in the NFL is right now, boys?
I'm going to guess Mahomes. Because of the way this conversation's going, it's Mahomes, right?
Josh Allen, number one.
All right.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so
Allen's one.
So he, what?
He's worth about seven.
Okay,
then so Mahomes.
Okay. No, explain if you can to the audience what you mean by that and what would impact something like that.
So this is basically a system that is predicated on not only the ability of the starter, but maybe the, I don't know, lack of ability in the backup, to be nice. So they see a 7-point difference between Josh Allen and Mitchell Trubisky. So if the line, say Buffalo was at home against one of the worst teams and the line was 17 and it comes out, Sal breaks the story Friday, Josh is going to miss this week. That line technically should be closer to 10. So that's what they decide that Josh Allen is worth, a full touchdown. Wow. That's the highest number in the entire league. So then Mahomes is like 6.94. He's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar is 6.6. And then Jalen Hurts is 6.3. So according to Vegas, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, and Hurts are the four most important quarterbacks to the line. On the contrary, number 32 is, if I can even find it, Tyler Shuck is worth half a point in New Orleans.
What about what? Wait till they find out that Mike White could wind up being the Bills' backup.
Oh, geez. That would be more respect for Josh, right? I would say.
Yeah,
so
probably.
Maybe he could be worth 7.03. I think a lot of this stuff. I think a lot of this stuff is a little silly. But I mean, to put a list in order: Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Hurts. That's pretty powerful. And then you get down the one guy that I think the market's way wrong on is J.J. McCarthy. I don't know how much McCarthy you guys have seen. I actually covered him when he was in high school. He won a state title in high school in Illinois, and then he wins a national title at Michigan. Granted, he handed the ball off a lot.
Right.
But he doesn't turn the ball over, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He does his job. He plays into what the team needs, and he protects the football. According to Vegas, J.J. McCarthy is worth about 2 points over Sam Howell. Sam Howell should be in the CFL right now. I disagree that J.J.'s only worth two. That seems a little low. And then here's the real conversation in Minnesota. I'll ask you guys, who's more valuable, Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy? That's a big topic in Minnesota these days.
Boy, I'm pretty bullish on McCarthy. I did not really dig it during the draft process. I thought it was just he was a little too much of a coach's dream kind of guy, right? And I was wondering, like, I don't know, is the talent there? Like, I like that he's, you know, yes sir, no sir, first in, last out, all that sort of, you know, leader stuff that, you know, I'm not disregarding that. I'm just saying I thought it sort of pumped up his draft status, but I think I'm maybe open to having been wrong about that. I'm very bullish on Minnesota this year. Like, I think every division winner parlay, the one I built with you, the one I built with Nate yesterday, I've got them winning that division. The odds are pretty tasty. And I mean, that roster is just stacked. I talked with our old friend Matthew Collar, who covers the Vikings in Minnesota, used to work here a long time ago, Sam. And just talking about the way they approached free agency, I mean, they're really leaning into, we've got the rookie quarterback contract thing. Let's just load up everywhere else.
Yeah, and on defense, I mean, look, your defensive front dictates a lot of what you do. And they went out. Their linebackers were awesome last year. Van Ginkle and Grenard were both machines at getting to the quarterback, right? I think they both had about 12 and a half sacks. So now you add Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave up front. I mean, who are you going to block? I mean, Dallas Turner from Alabama is going to be in the mix, too. He's having a pretty decent camp so far. Their front seven, I don't want to be hyperbolic, but that might be a top three front seven in the NFL on defense, which makes everything easier on the secondary. And, oh, by the way, they just got Isaiah Rogers from the Eagles, won a Super Bowl. They got Jeff Okuda from Houston to play the other corner. Their defense is incredible. And then you got Brian Flores, who's one of those, like, 4A guys, right? The head coaches are in the major leagues. The coordinators are in AAA. Brian Flores has done both. He's in the middle there. This is what I call AAA guys, or 4A guys. That team is ready to win. They just need the quarterback to protect the ball, and I think they can. I really do.
Yeah, and you got to get Detroit out of the way, you know? And so you have to sort of be friendly with the idea that Detroit is going to take a step back with the coordinators leaving, and that's entirely conceivable. Jared Goff with a different voice in his ear. I'm just, you know, I know that's sort of hackneyed from when he was in L.A. with McVay, but I think it could matter. Like, who is, you know, the one that's sort of guiding him, holding his hand? I think that's a big deal for them.
I've heard a couple things, actually, about Detroit. And, you know, most of the fallout from last year is that it was all Ben Johnson on offense and all Aaron Glenn on defense, and Dan Campbell just like screamed at everybody. But Ben Johnson is a very complex dude that runs a very complex system. And one of the most popular teams, not only every offseason, but specifically this offseason, is that Ben Johnson will fix Caleb Williams. And I'd just be very careful on that take, because Ben wants everything to fit a certain way and follow the script and don't improvise. That's not Caleb Williams. So I also, on the other side of that, I heard this new OC in Detroit is just going to feed Gibbs. Like, they're going to give, like, a Priest Holmes-esque season to Jahmyr Gibbs, right? Like a Chris Johnson season. Oh, I have Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm going to use him and not throw a wide receiver reverse to the left tackle. Because the Lions did get very cute a lot. And it happened in the playoffs, guys. Remember that Commanders game? They started doing stupid stuff. They got behind. They tried a couple trick plays. I think this new regime is going to focus on, hey, we have Jahmyr Gibbs. Let's actually use him a lot. Let's have him touch the ball 400 times and see what happens.
I wanted to get some thoughts from you before we part ways here on baseball, like moving towards.
Do we not have to do that since I'm a Yankee fan? Can we not do that right now?
Sal's in a bad place with the Yankees, Sam. How are you feeling about the Yankees right now?
Well, if the Yankees were a stock, I mean, this would be the time to buy, because right, everybody like Sal is upset, right? Yep. And that's the name of the game here. I don't care about what you've done in the last week or two. I look at what the market thinks you can do. And Sal, believe it or not, they're still one of the favorites to win the American League. I know you don't want to hear that. Yeah, well, they are. But that's the power of the pinstripes, I guess. And that's the ability that their lineup has when these guys are hitting. But I tough for me to get behind a bet on the Yankees. So I'm looking right now to win the American League. They're right there, 4-5-1. Now the Tigers are favored. Blue Jays are in the mix as well, and the Mariners. But I mean, according to the odds, the Yankees have every chance to get in and get hot. It sounds like you don't feel the same way, but I don't really want to bet them either.
I mean, I'm an optimistic fan as it is, like all the time. I'm just an optimistic person. As a Yankee fan, I'm optimistic on them because they're the Yankees, and that's just the way I live my life. But it's just hard to see that right now with the way that they are playing in their bullpen. But if they can get a little healthier, and if Judge can obviously make sure he's healthy and playing, I could see it. You know, when they have a regular lineup with him in it, I do think they can still beat anybody.
So the rotation for them, I'm going to guess, I'm looking at Fangraphs right now. If they had it their way, it's got to be Rodon's the ace, right? And then maybe Freed. Like, what's the 1-2-3? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who am I getting in game one? Who am I getting in 2 and 3? Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's Rodon, Freed, and Heel at this moment, because you're not going to have Cole. Cole's out the window.
That's right.
and Clark Schmidt is as well. They both had Tommy John.
Don't forget about Schlittler.
That's right.
He's going tonight, I think.
Yeah,
Schlittler.
Yeah,
careful.
He is.
Right.
He is going tonight. It is Schlittler. I thought it was. I've been calling him Schlitter. It's Schlittler. Wow.
Schlittler, yeah.
No mistake on my end.
Did you grow up a Cubs fan?
Will Warren. White Sox, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, the Bills are having joint practice with the Bears next week. I'll be in Chicago for 4 days and going to the Cubs-Pirates game on Saturday.
Oh, man, we have to offline about this. I could send you so many restaurants and bars. This is insane. I love this. We're going to be the best of friends, man. I can feel
this. This is great. Sal's going to be at Wrigley next Saturday. I'm going to be at Fenway next Saturday.
And
Sam's going to be in Vegas. So I won't. I will not be seeing Sam when I go to Boston, but Owen and I are going to Boston to see the Red Sox. It's been a while. Speaking of them, where are they? What is this hot stretch of the best record since whatever the June 16th or whatever the line of demarcation is? I read they were 20-6 or something. Has this stretch gotten them any respect as far as the odds go for October, Sam?
Oh yeah, they were 20-1 to win the pennant around July 1st, and now they're half that, 9-10-1. So, people are going to rush to the window when things are good, and they've been unbelievable, especially at home. Like you said, it's a team that everybody's talking about. And when everybody talks about it and it's on everybody's television or radio, people go, "Oh, I like the Red Sox too, bet." So you just you get from 20-9 real quick. I'm waiting. As somebody who worked at Nesson for 4 years, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for the back-breaking 10-18 run down the stretch. That's just the way I roll, though.
Right. No, I feel that. Right. Yeah, those old wounds, they come back all the time. A team can win 4 World Series in the course of 15 years, and you're still waiting for the sky to fall in on them, pretty much. How about, real quick, and this has nothing to do with gambling, but Roman Anthony played 40 games and has got the lifetime contract. I'm kind of blown away by that.
Well, yeah, and I saw Jim Bowden was saying stuff that, oh, he shouldn't have taken the deal. It's how do you tell a 21-year-old not to take $120 million, right? It's so funny. I disagree with that. I mean, they're locking in their new young core, and they hope that, this next regime of guys could be the next version of Betts and Benintendi and Bogarts, and then they'll lose all those guys, too. Those guys will all leave eventually.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, man, that Betts trade, one of the worst trades of all time. They got Alex Verdugo. They got Jeter Downs and Connor Wong. Prospects are nice until they have to be players. A lot of them don't pan out. But, I mean, they like their young core, and that's their plan. They're going to try and string together 10 years of this new young core and see what happens.
Sammy, we love the time. Thank you so much for it. And, safe travels to Vegas. I don't know if we'll talk to you next Friday from there or what, but, have a good trip.
I'll join you from anywhere, Bulldog. I'll see you Friday.
What a guy. What a guy. Sammy P. Sam Pettiotovich, Bet Sweats, 9 to noon on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo and on the Odyssey app worldwide. I don't even know if that really makes sense. But anyway, the Odyssey app. All right, we'll hit a timeout. Chris Trapasso on the Bills and the NFL and preseason game number 1 for the Buffalo Bills tomorrow afternoon. He'll join us next. Right here. Sal is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.